Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Song lyrics play out in time. Nothing's more important than the present, even when it's played out against a dream of the future and a pledge of forever. But there are also memories, remembrances that stretch back over the years.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The songs range from observation to personal experience, from lists of what you remember to what you've managed to learn. Something designed to make you remember first love to something that contemplates the passing of time. Jerry Orbach, Try to Remember, and Robert White, When I Grow Too Old to Dream.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow. And oh, so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
Follow, 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 follow.
Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
Has been beautiful, we have been young. After you've gone, life will go on like an old song we have sung. When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will live in my heart.
From Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones' 1960 score to The Fantastics, Jerry Orbach, Try to Remember, and from the 1934 score to The Night is Young, Robert White with Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein's When I Grow Too Old to Dream. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Some of these songs are generic. They amount to catalog songs that list the ways we used to live, often nostalgically, sometimes with humor, occasionally with anger. Some old friends in middle age and living through hard times remember when things were better. The singers and the song have character. And then a familiar exercise in nostalgia from someone who regrets not simply the passing times, but all the common association she took for granted. It's nostalgia with a light touch. Cheetah Rivera, Ron Carroll, and Mel Johnson Jr., What Happened to the Old Days, and Rosemary Clooney, Dear Departed Past.
What happened to the old days? What happened to the old boardwalk, where we could pull a camp chair out and sit and chew the fat? What happened to the old days? What happened to the neighborhood?
Why is it that you can't go out without a baseball bat?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Remember all the out-of-doors concessions with silver on the counters?
Now they lock their quarters in a safe that weighs a ton.
Nowadays you look at bulging trousers.
Some boy with bulging trousers.
And it isn't what you think it is. The bastard's got a gun.
It's murder.
Under the roller coaster next to the jungle ride.
Right of the caterpillar, left of the water slide.
Who wants to be a target? They see a piece of jewelry
and knock you down and tear it off.
Those scumbags
under the roller coaster next to the jungle ride.
Why not the caterpillar on the water slide? What happened to the old days? What happened to the unlocked door? What happened to the
come on in,
it's open kind of phrase?
What happened to the nice times?
Who put the hood in?
Am I hopelessly old-fashioned? 'Cause I'm harboring a passion for the olden days. Is my sense of time so out of joint? It's starting to distort my point of view. Does my antiquarian brain contain imaginary memories of golden days? Can one feel a real nostalgia for a time and place one never even knew? I anticipate times to come with something less than jubilation, and I'm turning to times gone by with something more and more like admiration. Here's to the dear departed past, the musty magazines, the sepia-tinted scenes of long-forgotten places. Here's to the dear departed past, the photographs you find that seem to call to mind familiar family faces. That's when every sky was bluer, clouds seemed to disappear back then. That's when every friend was truer. Ah, but then again, didn't they know you when? Here's to the folks who live next door. Let's cut across the yard, drop in and leave a card with neighborly affection. Here's to the ways we see no more, the manner and the style that makes you wanna smile in happy retrospection. As for me, I'll forget about the future, 'cause the future fades away too fast. Now's the time to lift a cup of cheer and say, here, here, for the dear departed past. Here's to the sides we used to spin, the Deccas and Savoys, with all the surface noise, the Lindy Hops and Foxtrots. Here's to the orphan Annie Pin, the secret squadron ring the mailman used to bring for a quarter and some box tops. Music on the uke was easy. E7 always went to A. Chinese checkers and Parcheesi. And every Saturday, the movie matinee. I love the 55 Bel Air, the 37 Fords, complete with running boards and rumble seats and fenders. Where are the clothes we used to wear? Now don't forget your tie and button up your fly and fasten your suspenders. As for me, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow wasn't built to last. Now's the time to weep a little tear into your beer for the dear departed past. Three cheers for the champs of yesterday, Jack Dempsey, John McGraw, Joe Louis, Sammy Baugh, the movers and the shakers. And here's to the teams that moved away from disenfranchised towns, the old St. Louis Browns, the Minneapolis Lakers. That's when basketballs had laces and halfbacks played safety on defense. That's when there were parking places, hot dog for a dime, White Castle, 7 cents. And here's to White Castles by the sack. I heard somebody say they're still around today, but they wouldn't taste the same now. Here's to the years that won't be back, the days that dodged away and left us here to play a completely different game now. But here's to the echoes of tomorrow, soon to be memories at last. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past.
From John Kander and Fred Ebb's 1984 score to The Rink, Cheetah Rivera, Ron Carroll, and Mel Johnson Jr., What Happened to the Old Days, and Rosemary Clooney with Dave Frischberg's Dear Departed Past. Sometimes, as in Dear Departed Past, the memories turn personal. The catalog is an extension of an individual life. Here's what I remember. Here's what mattered to me. These songs often come with a sense of loss. These two focus on the 1890s, still within living memory for some of the people who listened first. Max Morath with Crinoline Days and Rebecca Luker, It Was Long Ago.
Back to the olden days that were golden, memory often strays before anyone could gaze at Molly and May's little ankle displays. Time with its changes often arranges styles that become the craze. But I am yearning to be returning back to those crinoline days, in those dear old crinoline days. Old-fashioned people with their old-fashioned ways. When the girl a fellow courted was the girl he married and supported. Back in 1874, rosy complexions weren't bought in a store. Granny and granddaddy longingly gaze back to those crinoline days. Granny and granddaddy longingly gaze back to those crinoline days.
We sing of the charm of the 90s, when the Ghouls and the Astors held sway. Oh, there was a charm to the 90s that you never can find today.
Wasn't that a lovely age? Loveliness on every page. It was long ago, it was far away, once upon a time. Kissing was their only sin. Virtue always seemed to win. It was long ago, it was far away, once upon a time of purple and lace, a time sublime of manner and grace. In this age we're telling of, people still believed in love. Once upon a time. It was long ago. That was long ago. That
From Irving Berlin's Music Box Review of 1922, Max Morath, Crinoline Days, and from Harold Arlen, Ira Gershwin, and E.Y. Harburg's 1934 score The Life Begins at 8:40, Rebecca Luker, It Was Long Ago. So far, these songs have let the present remain quiet, except for an undertone of discontent that takes the singer back to the past. These songs are different, though. They set up a direct comparison and confess to nostalgia. Anthony Buck, O Dear Days of Long Ago, and Ann Ciola, Since the Days of Grandmama.
Long years ago, girls used to have for me a perfect craving. They used to wait outside my gate to try to watch me shaving. I used to write romantic verse. My nickname was the Flapper's Curse. Oh dear days of long ago, we cannot bring them back. Oh no, however we endeavor, it sometimes makes me rather sad to think of all the times I've had. I was so handsome as a lad. Those days are gone forever. Have you observed the modern girl? I have with consternation. For what Dean Inge would call a binge is her pet recreation. She dresses at her dancing club like Venus rising from the tub. Oh dear days of long ago, we cannot bring them back. Oh no, however we endeavor, when you took out a girl to dine in 98 or 99, you never knew she had a spine. Her stays are gone
and not
the days of Grandmama. It has changed somehow since the days of Grandmama. And a reckless chap is he who pursues a pretty she for his auntie, it may be, or perhaps his grandmama. La, 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 or perhaps his grandmama.
From Jerome Kern, P.G. Woodhouse, and George Grossmith's 1922 score to Cabaret Girl, Anthony Buck, O Dear Days of Long Ago, and from Kern and Paul West's 1912 score to The Red Petticoat, Anciola, Since the Days of Grandmama. Nostalgia persists. It's the kind of clear emotion well suited to the brevity of a popular song. It doesn't require nuance or explanation. This may be the most honest of all these nostalgic songs. It even admits that it distorts what we recall. Joan Morris and William Bolcom, Longing for a Simpler Time.
Recall the day, was it in May, or was it in June? The scent of honeysuckle creeping through the afternoon. The old porch swing would softly sing. What was the tune? Was it a dream, those days that seemed to end too soon? Remember when, how things were then, how plain and simple. When girls were girls and boys were boys and life was simple. When kids behaved and fathers shaved and were good dancers. And we believed in New Year's Eve and there were answers. But now the cop no longer whistles on his beat. We hurry home, for we're afraid to walk the street. Recall the time when one thin dime was really money, when funny papers made us laugh 'cause they were funny, when life was grand in this sweet land of milk and honey. And hearts were true, red, white, and blue, and skies were sunny. I miss those good old days like everybody does. We're longing for a simpler time that
Bolcom and Morris with Jerry Lieber and Hank Stoller's 1974, Longing for a Simpler Time. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Thank you. Lovers Remember. The first couple traces their first meeting, their friendship, and culminates with their falling in love and soon their marriage, played out under a changing moon. The second couple goes back to childhood, regretting that they didn't know each other then and imagining what it would have been like, making promises now for childhood then. Paulina Stark, When You and I Were Strangers, and Hal Cazalet and Sylvia McNair, You Never Knew About Me.
When you and I were strangers, our fates at opposite ends. In sadness bowed, the moon wore a cloud. Then you and I became friends. When you and I were friends, dear, the moon grew brighter above, and less depressed in stardust she dressed.
Children once long ago, dear, you and I. At the start our lives lay apart as lives will lie. Up I grew and I never knew that the world contained a darling like you. Nor did you dream you would see little me too by and by. Never knew about you, dear, and you never knew about me. Life might have been heaven if I then, age 7, had but met you when you were 3. We'd have made mud pies like affinities. We'd have known what rapture may be. I'd have let you feed my rabbit till the thing became a habit, dear. But I never knew about you or what might have been, and you never knew about me.
How I wish I'd known, dear, that one day you'd arrive, just to feel I had an ideal for which to strive. Had I known I'd meet you my own, I would not have lived for pleasure alone. I was frivolous and gay, sad to say, when I was 5. I never knew about you, dear, and you never knew about me. Never missed chances of juvenile dances, for my life was one mad spree. I was often kissed beneath the mistletoe by small boys excited with tea. If I'd known that you existed, I'd have scratched them and resisted, dear. But I never knew about you, oh, the pain of it. And you never knew about me.
Paulina Stark with Cole Porter's When You and I Were Strangers, and Hal Cazalet and Sylvia McNair with Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's You Never Knew About Me. The past grows increasingly personal, the memories keen but not necessarily reliable. Two former lovers encounter one another and get to remembering, one with a sense of romance, the other with eyes wide open. From Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe's 1959 score to Gigi, Maurice Chevalier and Hermione Gingold, I Remember It Well.
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes? I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night. And the month was June.
That's right. That's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday
Monday
night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might by some chance be thinking of it too. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost a glove.
I lost a comb.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh, no, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay, a prince of love in every way.
Oh, yes. I remember it well.
Maurice Chevalier and Hermione Gingold, I Remember It Well. This song is more romantic and less comic. What makes it so personal isn't only the sharpness of the singer's memory, but also the fact that he's speaking to someone. What sounds like a soliloquy is actually a dramatic monologue. Ray Bolger and Eileen Brennan, Once Upon a Time.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a hill, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But never comes again.
From Charles Strauss and Lee Adams' 1962 score to All-American, Ray Bolger with Eileen Brennan, Once Upon a Time. I want to close with three of the most personal of these songs. Memory, the persistence of emotion, and regret interweave to define them. In the first, the lover leafs through sheafs of letters from a love affair he can't forget. They're faded and worn. He's weary and blue. Charles Cayley, A Bundle of Old Love Letters. From the 1930 movie Lord Byron of Broadway, Charles Cayley with Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed's A Bundle of Old Love Letters. She remembers the waltz, how graceful and romantic it was, how emblematic of love, how sure the dancers were of the emotions they felt. That was then. Now she waltzes only in her imagination, and regrets the loss not only for herself, Karen Akers sings I Waltz Alone and how sad no one waltzes anymore.
I'm in my room at night, across the way a gramophone is faintly, faintly playing. And in my room at night I was alone. My fancy soon takes flight. I'm in a place of plush and pearls, of whirling girls and countless candles glowing. By my lamp's dim light, I waltz alone. Young gentlemen and ladies in a row, two by two they'd stumble to and fro. Soon they would glide with astonishing grace, wrapped in the waltz and its lilting embrace. Feel his gentle arm around your waist, whirl away in rhythm, not in haste. Everything blurs and you spin through the mist. Music and nearness are all that exist when gentlemen and ladies take the floor. How sad no one waltzes anymore. It used to be so lovely long ago, elegant, charming comme il faut. Blushes and fans and a pearl-buttoned glove, formal, genteel, little prelude slow. Oh, I wish today was like before. How sad no one waltzes anymore.
Karen Akers with I Waltz Alone and No One Waltzes Anymore. Perhaps the most romantic song of all, Jerome Kern, because he was so good at writing this kind of melody. Ira Gershwin, despite his reluctance to write this kind of lyric. A dream and then the reality. An accidental meeting and then its transformation into serendipity, purpose, and necessity. From Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin's 1944 score to Cover Girl, Michael Feinstein with Long Ago and Far Away.
Just a whisper, soft and low, and midnight was aglow for all. Your words made midnight music, words that brought me such a thrill. The echoes haunt me still, and always will. In that midnight rendezvous, you said, there's only you. And your words made midnight music. Darkened streets began to shine the moment midnight music made. Sessions of depressions are through. Every hope I longed for long ago comes true.
Just one look and then I knew
that I long for long ago was you.
Michael Feinstein, Long Ago and Far Away. The title line suggests the melancholy, but the final line of the chorus expresses completeness and fulfillment. Memory gives way to present reality, where all these songs would like to be. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.